How did Israel regard AC magic as something that could improve the quality of somebody's life?
Well,
Or did he?
I think he did. I would say he, I know he did. He felt magic could be used to gain a peak experience, or other people would call it contact or communication with the divine. Reaching the higher self, the holy guardian angel, or whatever name you choose. He also practiced devotional yoga, bhakti yoga. And he believed in opening up the mind to a much greater power than we experience in our day-to-day mundane or prosaic existence. He believed that was possible, and that was measured by yourself. You were able to determine on your own whether you had made this opening. However, he also realized that simply because you could make an opening to a higher force, whether using magical techniques or yoga or drugs, that this was not necessarily going to change your day-to-day life or your day-to-day feelings and activities, because both of us, over our years of observation, have found that many, many people have had so-called peak experiences, and after the experiences are gone, they are just as ignorant, stupid, and dumb as they were before they had the experience. So,
So the real value of the experience is really just that it happened
that's what you have
for
to
the
start
moment.
with. For the moment, right? And how do you know it happened? Because sometimes you pass out. It's because it's written on your memory banks and you can recall them in sometimes from a normal state. Sometimes you don't even know it happened. But it's there, you can reach it. And the thing that he was very insistent upon was constant replication and constant practice and constant work, versus just, somebody taking an acid pill and having a psychedelic experience, or and then coming back to that normal plane and being the same moron they were before they took the drug.
So are you saying that having an experience such as dropping a hit of acid or taking some peyote or some psychedelic drug just for the heck of it, just to see what happens, is really quite purposeless, or
No, it was an experience.
is an
It
experience?
had no carryover except for something that you could talk about
Yeah.
with others.
What were Israel Regardi's views on the spiritual realms, the divine, God, goddess, the gods, what have you? Any of
Well,
that?
he did believe strongly in a spiritual world. Higher forces and beings, but not necessarily in the way that most people think of it. He was quite fascinated by Zachariah Sitchin's 12th planet and felt that that it often explained more of our condition and our desire to reach homeward than anything else. So that sort of ties in with your chief's notion of the Kunda buffer, that we have a divine part in ourselves, but for some reason we've lost the ability to have real contact with it, except under rare conditions, and we don't know how to reach it. And maybe if we did reach it in a more continual way, we could, you know, destroy ourselves. Maybe our brains are not set up to deal with this thing. So this buffer, if you would, was placed in by our creators, whoever you want to think they happen to be, to protect us and also to protect them from us.